from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can go back to the offseason. I remember we had a debate right here on the show, Sean and I. I was screaming they need to go sign Josh Hader. And Sean said, no, the bullpen's fine. It's always fine. And I said, all right, well, I disagree with you. You can go back to the trade deadline. Tanner Scott, Jason Adam. Name any other reliever you wanted to go after that they didn't go get. But the truth is, none of that matters anymore. But here's what's weird, and I think very difficult for Yankee fans to get used to. Excluding 2020, because I don't think that's a fair representation of a baseball season, here are the New York Yankees' bullpen ERA ranks over the years. 6th, 1st, 3rd, 4th, 9th, 4th, and 3rd. They have had a top-end bullpen forever. Mm-hmm. In fact, the last time they haven't had a top-end bullpen was all the way back in 2016. That was the pre-Aaron Judge era,
yep.
And that was when the Yankees weren't even in a pennant race. They actually sold off their best relievers at the trade deadline. This season, though, they are 12th in bullpen ERA. And so what we're seeing here, and that, by the way, that's not 30th, that's not 27th, but it's clearly not to the success level that Brian Cashman has built over the last 5 years. And I wonder if there was a little bit of an arrogance, not just from Cash, but from all of you, of, well, the Yankees always have a good bullpen. Well, we'll be fine.
Well, Evan, they do always have a good bullpen, but it's not about the bullpen necessarily. It's about the closer.
I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it's related. If you have a better bullpen, you have better options. And you don't. You have okay options. You don't have great options. That's part of the problem. It's a part of why we're talking about converting starting pitchers to bullpen arms, because they don't have great options.
Well, I think it's also, like, there's certain, I think, like, romanticization of what a closer should look like. He should have electric stuff. He should be able to dial it up to, who's the guy? We were looking at it on social media.
Ben Joyce.
86, 106.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you,
he'll be hurt in 6 months.
Of course he will. But in our minds, that's how we romanticize it when we think about baseball. We have a closer who you can't touch.
Mm.
I don't care how good you think you are, our closer is going to dominate you. But baseball is not that necessarily anymore, because there's just not that many pitchers that can dominate like that. I mean, Edwin Diaz did for a year, 2 years ago, but it's rare. Right, that they can do it consistently. And so, like the rest of baseball, the closing situation needs to evolve. It needs to evolve to analytics. Hey, if we have we're facing a team that has a super high ground ball rate, you know what? Clay Holmes is all right.
Mm.
If we're facing a team that has these launch angles and everything else that portend home runs, you know, probably Clay Holmes is probably not the right guy. And so find someone else. There's a different way to do it using advanced metrics that you would think the Yankees would do, because it's all they talk about, or at least that's all how we believe they operate, is with these metrics and putting their lineups out and everything else. But in this case, they're being stubborn. They're being stuck in an old school mentality that's costing them games.
But now, part of that stubbornness is, I think, Boone's looking at other options and saying, I don't trust them either. A part of why he hasn't made the change is I don't think he trusts Luke Weaver or Tommy Kahnle.
Yeah, but for us, as viewers of this, and again, we don't matter. Ultimately, it's whether or not they win, and it's going to be on him. They lose because of him, it's on him. They win because of him, it's on him. But from our standpoint, it's gotten to the point with 11 blown saves, and this one was gross, where you just say, okay, great, try something else,
yes,
though.
Yeah, we're at the try something else zone. That's where we're at. We're at the, you better do something else. And the timing is perfect, because Clark Schmidt and Luis Gil are coming back. They're both scheduled to be in the rotation. Luis Gil on Friday, Clark Schmidt on Saturday. Nestor Cortez backing them up. You know, if one guy struggles or has a high pitch count, Nestor would kind of clean up the mess of either arm. And then they're going to go six-man rotation one turnaround. That's the plan as of now. And I think what they've got to do is say, we need more options to fix this mess that's in the back end of our bullpen.
Yeah, and to me, it's we've talked about this a lot, but it's Luis Gil. And mainly because of what I was just alluding to. He's the one guy who you could throw in there who might not be the option in your starting rotation come the postseason, who can dial it up to 98.
Now, I think Clark is similar, though, and he's done it before.
Yeah.
That, which I know he didn't do it great in the postseason in 2022, but this isn't a video game. Oh, or fantasy. Let's just stick the guy in the bullpen. It'll work. Mm-hmm. Like, can Luis Gil pitch back-to-back days? Can he?
I don't know.
How's he going to respond to max effort? You're going to throw 25. Like, we don't know. That's why you need to find out now. Like, no one's saying it's a lock that Luis Gil or Clark Schmidt would be effective in that role, but you need to give yourself more options than just Jake Cousins, Tommy Kahnle, or dare I say, running Clay Holmes out there every single time, knowing the result.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.